It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Across the nation yesterday, many people wondered whether a six-year-old Colorado boy had simply floated away from his home, thousands of feet in the air in a homemade helium balloon. TV news cameras followed this drama as the balloon traveled about 50 miles and made a soft landing, at which point people found no one inside the balloon. A search was on, and a few hours later, the boy was found hiding in a cardboard box in the family's attic, where he'd been all along. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
As television viewers across the country watched a silvery, flying saucer-shaped balloon float through the sky, rescuers scrambled to figure out how to get at the boy everyone thought was inside. But 6-year-old Falcon Heaney, surrounded by his family, told CNN last night that all along he was safe and spent much of the time asleep.
So first I was playing in the attic, then I stopped and went to bed in the attic.
Apparently, the father, Richard Heaney, had scolded Falcon for playing inside the balloon while he was working on it in the yard. An older brother saw Falcon go inside a compartment in the balloon, but didn't see him come out before the balloon slipped away. The family panicked and called KUSA-TV, asking for help from the station's news helicopter. Here's anchor Kim Christensen.
They were distraught, and they were begging for the help of Sky 9. And they gave us a few details about this aircraft that they had built at their home, and they said their 6-year-old son was in it, and it was tethered, and somehow it became untethered, and it had lifted off.
The balloon traveled for about 2.5 hours. About 50 miles away, the balloon crashed into a freshly plowed field. Cameras zeroed in as rescuers cut away at the material, but there was no boy inside. The father, Richard Heaney, told CNN that he pretty much lost it at that point.
I thought maybe he had fallen out. And I'm just so glad he's here, you know?
Police started searching a park near the family's home. A short time later, Larimer County Sheriff James Alderden was holding a press conference when he was interrupted with good news.
He is, yes.
And that's the older brother. He's been located, guys.
The sheriff stepped away for a few seconds to get details, then came back to the microphone.
He was in the attic in the garage in a box.
Speculation has emerged that this entire incident may have been a hoax, perhaps even a publicity stunt. The family was on the ABC reality show Wife Swap last spring, and they have 55 videos posted on YouTube. During the CNN interview, Falcon was asked why he didn't come out of hiding when he heard people calling his name. Here's what he said to his parents on camera.
You guys said that we did this for the show.
When the father was asked about that, he seemed uncomfortable and said he was appalled by the question. Authorities say they're continuing to investigate the case. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.